KD2VLA. KD2VLA, this is KD2AIT.
Roger. We were running tonight.
I'm sorry, I didn't copy you there, Clint.
Yeah, I'll run it tonight. I appreciate you taking it when I can't make it.
Roger, that's no problem. All right, we'll be standing by.
Good evening. This is KA2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Clint. Our repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal net, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I will now break for any emergency traffic. Hearing no emergency traffic, all mobiles wishing to check in, come now, please. I will now receive calls from other members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
This is KD2AIT to KA2VLA. Good evening, Clint.
This is AC2WI.
There's two in a hurry. We'll start with the number one call-in. KD2SAIT. Jeff, it's all yours.
Good evening, Clint and Pete. We're up here at camp. Me and, both the boys are supposed to be with me, but Nikki there sprained his ankle there. At least that's what they think it is. They might have to do an MRI here in a few days, but they're waiting for the swelling to go down before they're 100% sure. And so he couldn't make it up here to camp, and it's me and Zach. There is a giant moon out tonight. It looks like daytime out there right now. It's amazing how bright it is. And there's supposed to be an eclipse tonight. So far we've seen like a little bit of a shadow on the moon, but nothing crazy. They said it's supposed to happen between 7:50 and midnight, somewhere around there. So we're sitting out here watching. He can't help but notice it is so bright. And no wonder why they call it a hunter's moon tonight, because you could probably hunt in this. It's that's how bright it is. But anyway, boy, we can hear something howling out in the background. That's why I'm pausing here. There's something howling way out in the woods. I don't know what it is, but you can hear it here through the camp. Anyway, that's all. We did a little bit of hunting out in the woods, and we found about 12 to 15 pounds of oyster mushrooms. They are growing thick and brown right now. Usually they're white and thin. Right now they're so thick and brown, they're almost like portobello mushrooms. That's how big they are, and they are growing everywhere. Must be that rain we got earlier this week, and this cold weather must be thickening them up or something. But in that, we found some of that lion's mane too, but it was a couple days past prime. So, but we did pick it, and we brought up here at camp, and we spread it around. So maybe it'll take root in some of the dead trees we have up here. So with that, we'll turn it back to you, Clint. KA2VLA, this is KD2AIT, and if KC2WI could hang out after the net, I'd like to chat with them for a minute. KD2AIT, clear.
Good report, Jeff. I'm glad you're enjoying the hunter's moon. Must be what they call it, hunter's moon. It's so bright you can hunt all night without a light. Of course, that's not too good a practice. I like to get out of the woods when the sun goes down. I want to be back at camp. I'm not a night wanderer in the woods. So thanks for the report. Glad you went. Mark and I went in noon today. We took the trailer in for to start for the winter. We got the ATV in. We'll have the trailer if we want to use it for something. Hauling out bucks or something. So we'll say 73s. and we'll run down and see who did I copy down next. Can't read my writing. Oh, the second call, I think it was Pete. If my memory serves me right. It's all yours, Pete.
Okay, KA2VLA and KD2AID, KC2WI. I've been running all day, and around here doing computer work in the morning until 1 or 2 o'clock or something like that, I don't know, 2 something. And then I ran into town and went to the bank and picked up a computer and got a part worked on and dropped something off and, you know, got my hair cut and a whole bunch of stuff. And I got back here in time for, and it was getting just getting nicer all the time. And I thought it looked like it was getting nice actually when I went out, and then it kind of got dingy again, but later on it really did clear up. And I got back here in time to have a couple hours of daylight to put up a couple of temporary antennas. I decided this year I was going to try to put up some Nivis antennas, some real low to the ground, about 7 feet off the ground. I got a 75 meter dipole and a 40 meter dipole temporarily hoisted right around the house and, you know, between my house and next to the neighbor and that, so it makes them not work as good. But tomorrow is the New York QSO party. The objective being for everyone to work all the counties in New York State, and those of us in New York State, we also get every county is a multiplier, and then we also, if we're in New York State, we get a multiplier for every other state. But my goal has always been, I've always focused on getting all the New York counties, and I've never done it. I think that it's very, very hard to do because there's very little activity in certain counties, Lewis County being one of them. But I always usually at least snag somebody and make a 2-meter simplex contact, which counts. Of course, repeater contacts don't. So I thought I would try this year, and that's what I'm going to do tomorrow, 10 o'clock a.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. I'm not going to sit in front of the radio for 12 hours straight, but I'm going to probably basically be operating off and on for those 12 hours. I usually, you know, the bands change and the distances change and all that kind of stuff. So I got those two antennas up for experimental purposes in addition to my regular one. And I was kind of hoping I'd get my wood stove put back together because it's going to get cold. But I didn't quite get there. I'll probably work on that in between tomorrow. I got the new baffles, side baffles made. And I got a little bit of cleanup, and there's a couple spots I want to paint. It's an enameled stove, but a couple places that's gone, and it's getting a little rusty. So maybe I'll do that and be ready for the real winter, which looks like it's coming. Other than that, not too much. So we got the Radio Club dinner coming up in December. I'm going to send out email invites to all the hams in the area, just maybe see if we can get some people come out to that from up this way, and we'll see what happens. KC2WI, and I'll be listening for after the net, Jeff.
Business day. Always got something to do. And we'll open the net again for additional calls. This is KA2 VLA net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for calls. Come now, please.
KA2ZOZ, Mike Lynn.
KA2ZNZ, glad to have you aboard tonight, Jack. What's new?
Okay, I just waited for the register repeater to drop there. It was cutting in. Hi, Clint, Bill, Pete, and Jeff. Those are the ones I heard, at least. It's going to be a chilly night down here, too. We're already down to about 46.6. And it didn't get too warm today, but I enjoyed it. I like quite a bit of sunshine. But it was mixed with clouds, but mostly late in the day it got quite cloudy. By the way, for Jeff's information, the National Weather Service just posted about 5-6 minutes ago that the that eclipse turned out to be a bust. All it was a little corner of it in the southern sector or something. I don't know how you figure that one out. But it was supposed to be earlier this evening, and they apparently did not. It was not as vivid as they had anticipated. So anyway, that's about it from down here. 7-3s all around. KD2, that is it.
KD2 EIT coming.
Are you? You want to speak?
Roger, I just want to reply to Jack there that, we noticed the same thing. There was a very little sliver of it. They said it might be hit or miss on the report for the eclipse, but they also said it was between 7:50 and 11:50 at night. So we weren't giving up hope, but we were under the impression that it could be hit or miss. Back to that, KD2 ERT.
What was the main thing you were looking for, Jeff? Was this on the full moon?
Roger, there's supposed to be an eclipse tonight along with the full moon. And like Jack was saying, it's a tricky eclipse. It's not so much the Earth's shadow in front of the moon, it's the shadow of the shadow. I don't know how to explain it with that. But anyway, it can be strong or it can be weak, and it's not hard to tell. So anyway, when you're looking at the moon, you could see like the far left corner was starting to turn a little bit, and then it kind of faded back. So anyway, me and my son there are out there watching it, and either way, it's a beautiful moon tonight. It's really bright out, and the woods look beautiful out here tonight. And another thing I wanted to add there, Clint, is I don't know what happened between Tuesday and today, but there are like no leaves on the trees at all whatsoever. You can see very far in the woods right now, which is, as you know, is very uncommon up here. KD2 AIT clear.
Yeah, I noticed that when we went into camp today. The visibility really opened right up. I hope you got a roaring fire outside of camp tonight when you're watching the moon.
Roger, it is bright and it's beautiful. The boys out there making sure it's staying fiery.
Good. This is KA2VLA, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Come now, please. Does anyone have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? I guess everybody's called in that's going to call. I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jeff and Pete and Jack for coming in tonight. And 73 to those who are listening. This is KA2VLA, and I will be clear.
KC2WI, this is KD2AIT.
KC2WI.
We got that 10 meter hooked up today, and I think I got it right because when we got up here about 3:30 or so this afternoon, And, you know, as soon as we got into camp, we got the fire going, and we got everything brought into camp, and we got dinner started on the stove, and then we went out, and we got the antenna put up. And I'm pretty sure I got it up. It's supposed to be horizontal, I'm assuming, right? Because I got one end tied to one tree, and then I had extended a little bit with a rope, but I got it basically going horizontal. I got it up about as high as I could. I think it was about 7.5 feet, as high as I could get it here. And as soon as I turned it on, I could hear a lot of different accents on the radio, but we were getting ready to go hunting, so I couldn't sit there and play with it too long. And but I just tuned in. I could listen to a lot of people, and like I said, heard a lot of different accents. And then we went out hunting. By the time I got back here, it was about 6 o'clock or so. And at that point, you could still hear some people. We were losing. It was starting to get dark, and we were losing it, but. It seemed to work good right out of the box anyway.
I didn't listen to the radio too much, and I wasn't on any of the higher bands, so I don't know, but it sounds like the band was open today, and so, you know, that's a good sign. You can hear them. Really, you know, I guess it probably doesn't matter exactly how horizontal the antenna is or not. Some people put them up as slopers on purpose or inverted V's or whatever. The big thing is height, you know. So, I mean, you've got it over your head. You're probably not going to do too well. If you, there, and of course, you need a little more coax, but if you get it up 30 feet or so, you know, the higher the better, basically, for a dipole like that. If you had a vertical and you mounted it on right on the ground, you know, you might want to try that there. A quarter wave vertical, which is 2.5 meters, I don't know, I can't remember the exact number, but, you know, 9 feet, whatever, and, eight is 102 inches or something like that, but, and then you put out some, radio, quarter wave radials, and, if you have a really good conductive ground, you know, which is almost never, you don't need too many. The other thing you can do is actually, you can have, let's put it this way, you can have radials, counterpoise, you can have varied radials, above ground, whatever. And a good way to do it, it might be at camp there. You know, if you can't get some more coax and some ropes and slingshots or bow and arrow or whatever, or sometime I come down there with my air cannon and blow lines up in the trees about 30 feet, you might want to try making a vertical. And so you have a vertical radiator that's a quarter wavelength long, and then you have some radials that go out, and they can be laid on the ground. It's probably more efficient if you actually elevate the feed point of, you know, the bottom of the vertical, and then you take your radials and you go either straight out or at a say like a 45 degree or, you know, something angle down to the ground, and so everything's in the air and you don't have any ground losses that way. You don't have the radials laying on the ground, and you get a much, much lower angle of radiation, which means you're going to get much more for the DX stuff. For the local stuff, you're probably more important to get something real high up. For the interesting stuff, the DX especially, you get what you want is low angle of radiation, so that the signal goes out as close to the horizon as you can. It gives you the most distance. if you get up a steep angle, it just, first of all, it may just go straight through, and it may not bend back down. And second, you know, you don't really get the skip distance. So, you know, you could try it with the antenna the way it is. You might be better off taking the antenna and hanging it from a tree so that, you know, it's the whole thing is off the ground vertical. Then, you know, I pull a coax out, you know, at right angle to it and over to the camp. That might work good too. But, you know, see what happens. You may make some contacts with it only 8 feet off the ground. I don't know.
Well, I probably could have made some contacts today if I had time. It was just, you know, I just quickly, like, browsed through all the channels, and I was hearing everybody from everywhere. It was like almost every other channel there was somebody talking, it seemed like, or every other click on the, you know, on the dial, there was somebody else talking. And then, you know, as you said, at nighttime it calmed down quite a bit, but it was pretty interesting. It was pretty interesting to see it work that well right out of the box. You know, we didn't get a great deal of height, and like I said, we got one end going to the left, one end going to the right, you know, as a horizontal. And so it seems to be working all right, but we can't get a lot of, there aren't a lot of trees right up next to the camp, as you know. So getting a lot of height is without any extra coax isn't really an option at this moment. I mean, I can get some more, but I mean, you know, today was just the first day of getting it hooked up. But so far, it seems pretty interesting. I'm really going to take her out a lot more tomorrow, and then we have to get out of here tomorrow afternoon. I hope that the following weekend I'll be up here for the entire weekend. I really want to play with it a bit more. And the other thing I wanted to say was, as far as the Christmas party there, has anybody talked with George lately? Because I haven't heard him check in on the net in a long time. And I know his mom was having issues there, and I'd like to see him there at the party this year. He was there last year, and it was good to see him.
Oh, I don't think so yet. I haven't heard him. I talked to him on the phone. He's got computer problems, and so I'll be seeing him, and I'll have to remember to tell him about it.
Roger that. Well, all I can say is the entire desk here at camp is covered with wires, and this radio and that radio and the cell phone extender and everything, I almost don't have enough room to even put a drink down on the desk.
Well, yeah, once you get into it and do some fun HF stuff, you'll really be wanting to upgrade and get yourself an HF rig. And 10 meters is the tip of the iceberg, and sometimes it's just really a fantastic band because with very little power you can, you know, talk real long distances. Other times it's just really frustrating because it's just dead. But maybe we'll some other event come up or something. There's always contests and stuff every weekend, but I just saw a thing on the one Yahoo group that I am a member of about, they call it radar, I think. It's the clever abbreviation for a rapid deployment amateur radio, and they have this contest. It's on two of them, I guess, twice a year they do this, April and November, and I've never heard of the thing, and I don't think that many people do it. But you know, the idea is a quick in the field setup and make contacts, kind of like field day, but field day is real usually a huge production. But, you know, sometime, you probably don't want to do that because it's hunting season, but sometime we should do something and
you know, once you start talking on HF and making contacts, see it done, I think you'll really like it. So hopefully you can at least make some contacts on the 10 meter there, and if you hear a lot of people and you just can't contact anybody, that's one thing you might try, is if you can get close enough to a tree where you can hang the thing, you know, sort of from a branch that's 20 feet up, and then maybe put a weight on the bottom half so that it hangs pretty straight, and then pull the coax out to the side so that you're not going to get it at 90 degrees, but you know, so that it's kind of close to that, so it's not close to half of the dipole, you might find that you have a huge improvement in the in your transmittability. That's just a thought. And I think
you timed out on the bottom half of that, but I got the gist of it. I'm studying for my general. I dedicate about a half an hour to an hour to it as I can almost every night, and so it won't be long. I mean, it may take a couple tries. some of it confuses me, I will admit that. I'm not an expert on radio theory at all, and so sometimes I get a little thrown off, but I'm working on it slowly but surely, and I hope to be able to take a test here before spring anyway, because I do I have a feeling there's a lot of radio equipment coming my way that I can put to use, and it's going to require that general license. So anyway, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm going to be taking around the bands. We have the thing going on Sunday, so I couldn't stay over tomorrow night too. So tomorrow I'm going to let my other son there go out hunting, and I'm going to spend some time in here working on the 10 meters during the daytime and see what I can pick up.
Yeah, who knows? It could be pretty good propagation. I don't know. I'm not really planning to. Well, I might do 10 meters, but I don't know if any. The big thing this weekend or set tomorrow is the New York Tuso party, and of course, so it's for New York stations are going to be the most participants. But I've had people. Last weekend was the Pennsylvania CUSO party, and a friend of mine worked, I don't know, 100 stations or something. It was two nights out and I was doing other things, but I have contacted people or had people call me during the New York CUSO party from, other states very far away, like I think California. I think I had a couple guys that were actually, they weren't just, random, or they heard somebody call. They were actually trying to work New York stations and participate in the CUSO party. You know, they're probably never going to win it, being that far away. But, so you never know. You might actually hear some people, and if you really want to try it, you could always do that. It's pretty easy. Basically, you just keep a log with the call sign and the signal report, and then the people will tell you if they're in another county in New York, they'll give you the three letter abbreviation for the county, which you don't have a list of, but a lot of them you can figure out. And you're in Oneida. Let's see. I think it's O. Okay, I gotta look that up. It's O N E, I think. And so if you do make contacts, all you do is you give them a signal report and your county abbreviation. That's a good question. I can't remember what Oneida is, but I think it's O-N-E. I don't know, you might hear a few. Anyway, it'll be fun if you just make a couple contacts. KC2WI.
It'll definitely be neat. I've been surprised, this section where I have the antenna, I've been surprised how far the 2 meter can reach. Matter of fact, I think it was you. Was it you? Where I was talking with somebody up in Blue Mountain there, and I had told you that I reached Blue Mountain repeater, and you were surprised that I hit it from here. I get some, I don't know what it is, but sometimes I get some really strange propagation up here, and I can't hit next door, which is Old Forge, but sometimes I hit some pretty far away repeaters. I think it's just the angle of the bank that I'm on here, but anyway. All right, well, I don't want to take up your whole night. I know you got a busy day there tomorrow, so, but I appreciate you lending me this equipment to try it out, and so far I'm kind of excited, but I haven't made a QSO on it, so maybe I might be disappointed by tomorrow if I don't. But we'll see what happens. Well, thanks a lot, Pete. We're really going to work on it here tomorrow and see what we can dig up. KD2AIT, or excuse me, KC2WI, this is KD2AIT.
Alright, we'll talk to you later. Maybe, think about it. I'll give you a shout on 2 meters, and I don't know, maybe we could even see if we could talk to each other on 10 before you leave. KC2, I'll be around. When you leaving? Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon or when?
I'll be leaving Saturday afternoon. I have an engagement on Sunday that I got to be ready for. So, but I'll leave the 2 meter on, and I'll have it here on the side. But we're not leaving until sometime tomorrow evening.
Well, maybe I'll give you a call if I get a lull in the QSO party action, and we can try 10 meters. Otherwise, we could always try it next time. Talk to you later, KC2WI.
KD2AIT, clear.
This is KA2000 for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. Whether we're out of traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Hello again, Jeff. Good to hear you. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic.
KC2WI.
KC2WI. Hi, Pete. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations for Octa? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s to both. Have a great evening. Have a great weekend. KA2000.